Hello, and welcome to my bedroom, which, incidentally, is also my kitchen. Checking my phone real quick. An ice cold whiskey dispenser, huh? Or a whiskey vending machine. Well, the weather outside is really nice. A little bit cloudy, but mostly blue, sun, wind. How about we open a window, huh? But now you can also hear the vent from the store I live right next to. So, it's usually a bit more windy up here than in the city, but I like that. I like wind. As long as it doesn't break my windows or whatever, we can be friends. Hey, don't close the windows, son, bitch. I can't even put my foot in the window to keep it open. Guess I'll keep my arm here until it gets too bad. Always good with a kid yelling outside. It's my favorite, in case you didn't know. Love kids. Oh, love and love is a bit much, I'd say. I tolerate kids. I like great kids. Kids that have been raised well. Yeah, I don't really ever interact with kids, I guess. Most of my friends don't have kids. And the only other... people I interact with in my family don't really have kids either, so... That's not true. A guy in my group did. Or does have kids, so. But they're pretty nice. I mean, I've only met the one once and the other one twice, but seems nice. I mean, he's a really good guy too, so it's not really surprising that his kids are turning out nice as well, you know? Usually goes hand in hand. It's funny how that is, isn't it? be here right now. Yeah, this is great. I could fall asleep right now. That would be silly. That would be actually really dumb. What is there even to talk about? I don't know. Nothing. Well, there's lots to talk about. What am I even saying? So, on Backstage, I recently made a post asking people to send me creepy PMs in order to put it together. Yeah, to put together a new script. And I feel like people know that I'm not out to hurt anyone's feelings. Yeah. Well, at least the people that have issues with people harassing them on here. On DWA. Because that's not the goal of it. The goal is really to, at least for me, to ridicule the morons to think it's really appropriate to break all social norms and stalk and some dick pics and threaten and shit. It's really... I do not think that the way to make things like that go away is to not talk about it. That's not how you solve anything ever. Ever. And I'm not trying... I don't even see myself... This as an attempt to solve anything in the first place. It's more of a way of dealing with bad behavior by pointing it out and ridiculing them. But then again, they probably won't listen to it anyway, so... I mean, the creepy weirdos. Because most likely just the guys that downvote everyone everywhere. But I'm going to go ahead and make it anyway. That's kind of how I look at it. And I'm not giving people a spotlight. Like, I'm not trying to make it a good thing to harass and annoy other people. That's not at all the angle. But whatever. People can think about me what they like. I think I'm a pretty nice person. of course I have to toot my own horn. But it's a touchy subject, of course. Because who likes this kind of stuff? Like, harassment isn't nice in any kind of way. But I suppose that's the issue you have with most things that are online. In a way, it's awesome that you're anonymous, so that you have the freedom to do whatever you want. But at the same time, it sucks to be anonymous in the way that people abuse the system. But people abuse all systems. Any system that's put in place with certain rules is abused in whatever way people can figure it out to do it. Man, humans are really shitty, aren't we? Yeah, we kind of are. Well, at least we can celebrate being less shitty sometimes. I don't know if I'm gonna record today. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like doing it. And this is recording as well, but I mean, like an audio or whatever. No, don't do it. Window, stay open. now you can really hear the fucking wind. But at least the window can't close itself now, so screw you. Someone suggested that I do more race play, but with less. Degradation or whatever you have it, but with more, what was it? With more of a passion or desire, and always wanting to have his way with the female character. And see, I don't know where the race play part would come into that. Would it be like admiring her traits or like loving the brown skin, the hair, I don't know. Maybe that's just me that's really fucked up in the head, but I can't see how you could do positive race play from the dominant viewpoint towards submissive. I really cannot see it. I don't know, if any of you are actually listening to this, please give me some kind of advice on this, because I don't know. And because it's interesting, because I don't always want to make really degrading audios, you know? It's kind of, it comes and goes in waves. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love it. You get off on a big time, but yeah. Because, like, I could understand it if it was from the submissive towards the dominant and how she likes his features, but or I don't even know if I don't know, that hasn't really been the way that I did the other ones, because that was more of a like a macro perspective, if you wanna, you know, Asians versus white people, I guess. Because that was what they requested, but I've seen race play where it's like someone admiring someone's like really dark complexion, because it was targeted towards black men, I think. And that I could understand, but again, that's not from the dominance viewpoint, in my memory at least. So, I don't know if you have any ideas, or any ideas to stuff that I could do in general. You're more than happy to, or welcome to, drop it off. I can't promise I'll ever touch it or do anything with it, but I'll definitely look at it, and maybe my brain will go like, well, that's a pretty good idea, or maybe it'll go like, okay. Yeah, I suck. I know. So beautiful outside today. Wish I could take my mattress outside. And before you say yes, or you could totally do that, no, I really could not. This is a very expensive mattress. And it's just cumbersome to carry around. So heavy and unruly. Unhandy, I guess, is the word. When you lie here and look up, you really get a feeling of just how small and fucking insignificant we are. Like, if I wasn't here tomorrow, the world would move on. Just as it always has. Tiny fraction of the population would be affected. But that's about it. I mean, obviously that changes as people are more famous and stuff, and you know, if, I don't know, insert name of celebrity, Britney Spears passed away, you know, people would be like, oh no, she's gone. And obviously her family would be very sad, but like, I have no impact on the world whatsoever. It's crazy to think about. Oh, that's a fast-moving cloud. What the fuck? I've never seen that. Oh, that's trippy. I wonder how fast it's moving. But that's in the very lowest sphere of like clouds, I guess. Because the one up top isn't moving at all. I mean, it's not as dense either, so that might be why, but it's a lot further up. That's another thing I find incredibly hilarious. Flat Earth believers. Like, a lot of things I could understand. You know, the moon landing. Maybe, you know, who knows? I haven't been there. We launch rockets into space on a regular basis, so what would the big issue be around getting to the moon? I don't think that's too far out, you know. I could see that within the realms of possibility, and seeing as we've been able to do that for the last 60 years or whatever, or 50, yeah, I get that. But flat earth believers, yeah, that's just cuckoo insanity. Like, not being able to comprehend the Earth's curvature is completely asinine to me. I can't remember what the explanation for it was, but that Antarctica is a 200 foot wide or tall ice wall that goes all around the Earth. That's cuckoo bananas. Or the whole, they can't, like how they're trying to explain why it doesn't make sense how airplanes work. Like, if it was a ball, they would fall down. And the Earth would only be habitable on the top. Cuckoo, I tell you. Absolutely bananas. A friend of mine actually, back in, when was this? around 18. I suppose. He started getting all interested in mystics back from Egypt and read all a shit ton of books about pyramids and the Sphinx and stuff. And I don't know what the fuck took him from there to 9/11, but he was convinced for, I don't know, like a month or whatever, that there was no way that an airplane that flew into a building like that would be able to make it collapse. Cuckoo bananas. Can't really think of any other conspiracy theories, but yeah, I don't know. People are crazy. Ha ha! Laugh emoji. Not interesting. How about this? Won't load. Great time. Not interesting. Victorum. It's an interesting looking game, I gotta admit. Yeah, I could see myself playing it. Wayne's World. Wayne's World. Oh, not Dwayne. Wayne, of course. I'm a fucking dumbass. Dwayne's World. I'm fucking stupid sometimes. Oh my god, how many times can you repost that? Out to red. Stab it. Whoa, 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 whoa. Wind almost closed my goddamn window. I ain't about that life. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Where is this from? No, I need to know where it's from. Show me the source, you motherfuckers. Motherfuckers. Just please, source. Anyone. Give me a source. Don't close my window. Stop it. Pissing me off. Huh, it's from Deadbeat. I don't know what that is, but I'm sure we could find out. That is a stupid design. Tax fraud lawsuit against Cristiano Ronaldo. Skateboarding in high heels is just irresponsible. Setting yourself up to get hurt. Don't like it. There, Bucky. Ah, stupid wind. Freaking annoying. No, not gonna watch that. Wait. What is Metroid Prime? Oh, for the Switch. So cool. Can't play it. Anyway, I'm gonna watch the trailer regardless, but I'm not gonna get a Switch. Oh wow, thank you for fuck all, you fucking piece of shit. It didn't show anything. Today I fucked up by sending my friend a bunch of sex toys for his birthday. So this happened just today. Technically it happened yesterday, but today I realized what I've done. So I have this friend, and we often like to prank each other, the usual stuff you do with your best friend. Recently, however, gotten into the habit of sending gifts to each other. You know, dildos and shit. Yeah, we're that immature. A few days ago, there was a package for me delivered at my workplace, and it was this huge black dildo, kind of like this one. I was forced to open it in front of my coworkers, and it didn't went that bad, but I was left red in the face. He got me, so I figured I'd one-up him. I went home and ordered a bunch of sex toys. Dildos, butt plugs, anal beads, lubricants, you know, what every other 23-year-old male would do. My plan was to send it to him for his birthday. I knew that he'd be with his family in a hope that he'd be open, that he'd open them while he was around him. I put the sex toys in a box, I gift wrapped it, and I'm done. Here's where my fuck up begins. My friend's birthday and my mom's birthday fall on the same day. I wanted to go make something nice for her, so I put a little gift for her as well. So yesterday, I went to the mail. I went to mail the two packages, but I was in a lot of hurry since my boss was kind of a bitch in the recent days, and I didn't want him to yell at me for running late, so I write down the two addresses, and I'm on my way to work. I guess you can kind of see where this fuck-up is heading. Today I'm about to go into a meeting with my boss, and before I go in, my phone rings, and it's my mom. She says that a package has arrived for her, and I tell her that it's for me, and it's for her birthday. I thought it was for the friend's birthday, or a friend's mom. I hang up on her, and I go into the meeting. About 15 to 20 minutes later, I come out of the room, check my phone, and there's at least 10 missed calls from my mom, 5 from my dad, and a couple of missed calls from various relatives. I call my mom, she doesn't answer, and I try my dad. He picks up, and he starts laughing. He tells me that my mom is furious, but he had a good chuckle. I'm wondering what's going on, and when I ask him to explain, he tells me that while the family, a bunch of relatives came today to celebrate my mom's birthday, had lunch, a package arrived. My mom opens it and starts pulling out random sex toys. Dildos, butt plugs, LMBs, lubricants, sounds familiar, doesn't it? All of my relatives are speechless, and my mom is embarrassed as fuck. In my hurry yesterday, I wrote the addresses wrong. The package from my mom was delivered to my friend, and the package from my friend went to my mom. What makes the fuck up even more of a fuck up is the note that I put, that I wrote to my friend that said, what makes this fuck up more of a fuck up is the note that I wrote to my friend that said, and I quote, put them to good use. I know you will enjoy them, you slut. Happy birthday, bitch. Which my mom read. I was supposed to go home and celebrate my mom's birthday with my family, but now I feel like not going. fucking hilarious. baby elephant sneeze. How's that look? elephants are funny. Pokemon RPG coming to Switch. Ooh, is that gonna be as shit as the other ones? I bet you it is. Oh, did Heath troll him? Not even sure what happened. Apparently the little drone thing you can shoot. You stupid kid.